Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, welcome back to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, a space where the healing, liberation, and well-being of Black women is centered and prioritized. My name is Bree Mitchell, and I am not only the host of the show, I'm also the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care, as well as a self-care advocate. Here, I share tips, thoughts, and conversations that are cultivated to pour into your self-care cup. I'm so glad you're here. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. All right, all right. Welcome back for another episode. I'm so glad that you're here. Happy Monday. We are officially in August, and this year is just flipping by, right? Literally, we're already in August. This is my birthday month. Thought I would just go ahead and say that in case you want to send me some things. You can send me some things. I will not object at all. If you wanted to PayPal me, connect at browngirlselfcare.com. Again, connect at browngirlselfcare.com if you want to PayPal me so I can have some wine on you or coffee or something, okay? Hey, I'm just putting it out there because if you don't ask, you don't receive. So before we get into this episode, real talk, all kidding, aside, I'm going to be talking about, you know, when Black women are labeled quote-unquote quitters, like how that hits me, how I feel about that. Specifically when we're talking about, we're going to be talking about what's been in the news lately, these big stories about Simone Biles withdrawing from the Olympics and Naomi Osaka, withdrawing from the French Open and some other stuff. Like, we are being labeled as, like, quitters because we're not... Like, we're at this point, like, putting our foot down. We're refusing to play the game, right? So we're going to be talking about that. And I just want to give my, you know, just my 2 cents, if I may, just my perspective on all of this. So, but first, you know, something I haven't done in a minute, and I really want to take the time to do that, is go ahead and just give out a few shout-outs to some of you that have taken the time out of your day to leave a rating and review on iTunes, because I do get a chance to read them, but I can definitely do a better job of just saying, you know what, thank you, and, you know, acknowledging the fact that you took time to do that. So I want to read a few. So the first one comes from, let's see. So here we go. So Jen White back in April said, love Brown Girl Self-Care Space, inspirational. Thank you, Sis Bree. Well done, Jen. I appreciate you. Looks like Bree John 3295 says, I love this podcast. I'm an introvert and I really relate to everything. Excuse me, everything. Bree, what is wrong with my throat? And I really relate to everything Bree talks about. I love listening to this podcast during my morning drive to work or in the evenings while cooking dinner. This podcast is truly a gem for me to have during this pandemic. Thank you so much, Boo. I appreciate that. Then we have one from Gabby Purple. She says, 2 episodes in, and this is my new favorite podcast. Yes, girl. 2 more. Looks like the person's name is Pet. P-E-T says, thank you. This is getting me through very tough times. So happy I found this. And then the last one is from Paula Lilly, who says, I love, love, love this podcast. The podcast has me thinking in a new way. I feel like a new person every day with all the material and tips I have taken from this podcast. Thank you. Oh, I lied. My bad. Oh, there's a couple more. I'm sorry, y'all, but can I have a moment? Let me just get them out. I have another one that says, respect the jewel. Whoa, I needed this. Awesome podcast. And last one, Graceful Hustle says, please don't stop creating and sharing the space. I needed this. I needed this so, so much. Thank you. So to everyone that I had a chance to read your review, and even the ones I have not had a chance to read on air, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. All kidding aside, I really appreciate you. I appreciate the fact that you are rocking and rolling with me, and through all the highs and the not so highs. And I just appreciate that. That to me is what building a community is all about. Just holding space for each other to shine, to grow, to evolve, to fall down and get back up and maybe fall down again. You know, just all of that to me is what building a community is all about. So I wanted to give a shout out to you and just say thank you. Thank you very much. So, so let's go ahead and get into today's episode, which again is called When Black Women Are Quitters. And I put quitters in exclamation points because I think it's just a total joke. I think it's just a total joke that these women, again, for example, most recently, like Naomi and Simone, but this is not anything new. I feel like this is not something new when it comes to Black women. I think that it's because these two powerhouses, these two phenomenal powerhouses, are in the news doing things that, you know, the average person doesn't do. And because of that, you know, I feel like now it's like a big deal, like the mental health of Black women. Now it's a big deal because it's been validated by these two dope, amazing queens that are in the spotlight. I feel like for the average Black woman, and this is not to discredit what these two young ladies have gone through, but I think that, and I'm thankful actually that they are taking this stand, because I feel like it's going to have a trickle effect that we need. You know what I mean? And that's how things get started sometimes. Like, we can, like, the average person can go through something forever, but it doesn't necessarily resonate until, like, for example, a Beyonce, you know, because Naomi and Simone, they are like the Beyonce of their respective fields, right? So sometimes it takes someone in a position of power and prestige and celebrity, if you will, to really bring awareness to the plight or to the experiences of the community. So I'm thankful. I'm really thankful for them just having the courage, you know, to do what they have been doing. But, you know, calling Black women quitters for refusing to play the game anymore, literally for refusing to play the game anymore. I think that people outside of our community see us as, see our labors, see our works, see us as a commodity. I've said this before, like, they see Black people, they see Black women. I'm speaking directly to Black women. So I'll say they see Black women as a commodity, something to be owned, something to be controlled, something to be worked and into the dust, used up, you know, as long as we're making money for, you know, them. And you may be thinking, well, first of all, Bree, why are we even talking about this? I'm not a celebrity. I don't think I'm a commodity. I don't think this is really relevant for me, but it's like, it is. Because you may not be on the court. You may not be doing the vault or dance floor exercises like Simone. You may not be swinging a tennis racket and making power moves like Naomi. But it still applies. It definitely still applies, because you are going to work every single day making money. Like, we are commodities. We are making money for other people. Or you are in a relationship and you're benefiting someone else. right? And sometimes what happens in relationships, work or friendships or romantic relationships, like once you are no longer, like once you, you know, pump the brakes, once you, you know, say, you know what, I'm not going to use myself in this way anymore. I don't want to do this thing anymore. I want to take care of my health more. I want to prioritize myself. I want to prioritize my mental health. I want to prioritize my spiritual health. Like I want to focus on me right now, because if it's detrimental, like it's a must. Once we do that and we're no longer, I guess, of value, like we cannot be controlled because we've made this decision to kind of like take our power back, take our health back. Like Maxine said, reclaim our time, you know, and we can no longer be this commodity, this money making machine, you know, then we are the bitch. When you just loved us before, you know, then we are, you know, whatever foul name you want to call us, you know. Or for example, in the relationship, when things were good, we were like bae, we were honey, you know, we were wifey or whatever the case may be. But if something happens and you're like, you know what, this is not working for my mental health, this is not working for my peace, this is not working for my physical health, then we're a bitch, then we're a hoe, you know what I'm saying? Those kind of words tend to pop up. But in this case, instead of bitch or hoe, we're a quitter. And so people were going onto the internet and calling these two young ladies, these two amazing, dope ladies, like, then they're quitters, because we're no longer, again, they decided to pull themselves out of the machine. They decided that they were not going to put money above their health, right? And there was an interesting quote on the Twitter by Arikia Bennett. It's either Arikia Bennett or Arekia Bennett. Hopefully I'm saying her name properly. But yeah, we're quitters, right? And so she says, how are folks who can't do cartwheels talking shit about a young black girl who can fly? And actually, I think she got that quote from someone else. I'm not sure. I'm just, you know, I don't really use the Twitter. I'm just going to be honest with you. But it comes up under her name. So again, we're the quitters. But she's like, how are folks who can't do cartwheels talking shit, excuse my language, I'm just reading the tweet, about a young black girl who can fly, talking about Simone Biles? I mean, like that quote like sums it up. But this is real talk. Again, when they cannot make money off of our labor, when they can't make money off of our efforts, when we put ourselves above any and everything else, then, you know, the tables kind of turn. Then we're no longer good enough. We're not a team player. We're not, but the thing is, like, these folks, like, it's like they want that entertainment value. They want that money. They want us to be funny. They want us to be the comedian. They want us to be the nurturer. They want us to just be all the things. But at what cost? At what cost? So that's kind of like what I've been thinking about for the last few days. Like, at what cost? Because, again, once you're no longer all those things, what's your value to them? What's the cost to yourself? And so I love the fact that people in the spotlight are starting to really put their foot down, really starting to set these boundaries, and refusing to do things just for the sake of their health. And what's sad is that we have to over-explain, over-justify why we can't do X, Y, Z, why we can't show up, why we can't break our backs, why we can't work ourselves to death, right? We have to over-explain. And I'm just like, I just wish those days were gone where we have to over-explain. Like that example of the person that's, for example, you know, in a wheelchair, say you broke your leg or you're disabled in some way, so you're using a wheelchair or like a walker or a cane or something like that. And someone can see that you're physically not able to do the quote unquote normal things. So you're disabled. That's okay. But if you have like something mentally going on, right? Maybe you're stressed out, you're depressed, you have anxiety, you have panic attacks, you may have like ADHD or like bipolar or anything, you know what I'm saying? Anything that we can't necessarily see on the outside, then it's a problem. Then we have to overcharge. And even sometimes when they can see what, you know, where that disability may lie, we have to over justify it. We have to over explain it, right? Because we don't want that backlash. That's the difference to me between, I mean, there's Naomi and Simone definitely faced backlash. I think the difference is that they have the money to where, not that it doesn't hurt their feelings or that it doesn't cause them pain and discomfort. I'm not saying that, but the difference is they have money, rightfully so. So they have that privilege where they can shut it down and walk away. And again, not to say they don't have worries, but when you have money, that changes things. Like the average person that I know, including myself, you know, I know a lot of times we feel like we don't have that option to do the courageous thing that they did because we do fear that backlash as far as like, you know, in other words, how many of us can afford to walk off the job because for the sake of our mental health and not live in fear that within however long you may, you know, be damn near homeless or really struggling. You know what I'm saying? Or how many of us can do that and not fear that backlash of being fired, you know, because you're not a team player. So for us, we give all those yeses and it costs our peace and it costs our well-being. It costs our health. I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically Black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracy Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on Black culture. But it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with Black women, but also how I am being in relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the Black experience. From the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracy Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott, these episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. Hair care is not one size fits all. At the beginning of my natural journey back in the 2000s, I remember feeling so frustrated because at the time, there weren't many brands even acknowledging type 4 hair. So you had to search high and low for products that even worked. Having a great hair day is possible thanks to Way. My hair is dense with fine strands and it's super kinky, coily, and dry. Found out that part of the dryness was because my conditioner had to fight its way through buildup in hard water. If this sounds like you, you have got to add Way's Detox Shampoo to your rotation. It brought my hair back to life and now it's forever a must-have. Another must-have for me is Way's Hair Oil. So once my wash and go is dry, I love to fluff and scrunch with Way's Hair Oil and it makes it feel softer and healthier. You want more volume? Way has a shampoo and conditioner for that. More moisture? They got a shampoo and conditioner for that too. Spend less time guessing and more time rocking a great hair day with Way Hair Care. Wash your way to healthier hair with shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to
OUAI.com and use code SELFCARE for 15% off your entire purchase. That's THEOUAI.com, code SELFCARE.
One of my favorite memories as a little girl was when I went to the beach. Seeing the ocean waves, smelling the salty air, and feeling the sun on my skin was pure radical joy. Now, certain scents like Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil will instantly trigger those feel-good memories because it literally smells like summer in a bottle. Inside, you'll find blissful notes of lime, grapefruit, cypress, mango, and mandarin. The scent is so divine that I cannot help but to smell myself randomly throughout the day. And when I use it after a shower, my skin is glowy, soft, and smooth. I've talked about Osea many times, and there's a reason for that. It is a clean, soothing part of my maintenance routine, one that I refuse to be without. I absolutely adore Osea. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SELFCARE at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code SELFCARE for 10% off.
So I remember for me, like in September of 2019, I'm sure I've told you this before. I'll just briefly say that in September of 2019, when I walked away from my job, do you know how big of a decision that was for me? That was like, that was a huge decision for me to make because I didn't have anything. I literally walked away with nothing but my head held high. And hella bills, right? I'm just being honest. I literally walked away with my head held high and hella bills that needed to be paid, right? So I didn't have that privilege necessarily of having X amount of dollars in the bank. I didn't have savings. I didn't have, any of those kind of things. So I think that's primarily where the difference between me versus a Simone Biles would be, or someone in her position, you know what I'm saying, to be able to do something like that. But either way, regardless of where you are in that spectrum, either you have tons of disposable income or you don't, like I didn't. At some point, the same decision, like we come to that same conclusion, like if I continue doing this, it's going to kill me, or I'm going to hurt myself. I'm going to hurt someone else. Like I am literally doing this action of stepping away, stepping down, stepping like saying no, setting a boundary, limiting myself in that way, pumping the brakes. You know what I'm saying? Because it's, if I don't, what happens after that is probably not going to be pretty. So if you find yourself in a position like that and you're wondering, well, you know, Bree, this is me. I'm not wealthy. I do fear backlash as far as financially, because if I get fired, you know, I'm screwed. I don't have anything to fall back on. I work very hard and I try my best to pay off my bills and, you know, get out of debt or put money in the bank for a rainy day or whatever. But it, you know, it's just not right now. It's just not possible. No matter how hard I try, no matter how hard I work, sis, I understand completely, because that is me. I am you and you are me. But I'll tell you, for me, it was like, if I don't step away from a situation where I felt like I wasn't being treated the way that I deserved. And you can apply this to relationships too. Like, without going into it, I just didn't feel like I was being treated fairly. Every day I was going into a place where I was miserable. And I don't know if me staying there would have, you know, ended in a healthy way, regardless of, you know, income. I don't feel like it would have ended in a healthy way. I mean, who knows? I may not even be doing this podcast right now if I had not stepped away in September of 2019. I may not even honestly have been here. Who knows? I mean, you just don't know. So your mental health is really, it's nothing to play with. It is serious. And I wish these companies and this country would really take it more seriously. Because I don't feel like you should be forced to have to make a decision like that, either or. Why can't there be an and in there somewhere? Right? Like, either I work this job and I'm miserable, or I quit and I lose everything. Right? There's got to be space for the and in there somewhere. Because taking your power back, taking back your mental health, taking back your physical health, like, that should not be penalized. We shouldn't be punished for that. But I feel like that's, you are punished, right? I haven't had insurance in like 2 years, but I'll tell you, like, if you're like, Bree, I'm in that same situation. I am sure someone is listening to the sound of my voice and it's like, this is me. She's talking to me. Have you ever experienced that where you just know that the person that you're listening to is talking to you? I've had that happen a few times and it's like, it's freaky scary, you know, but I am positive that I'm speaking to someone right now. And I'm gonna tell you, girl, I walked away from my job in September of 2019 and I'm not telling you to do this. Okay. I don't know your situation, but if you are a believer, like, I am a Jesus stan, I am a follower of Christ, I'm a believer. I got to a place where I just had to believe that God wanted much more for me. And so I risked it all and I quit that job. And I can tell you that I'm not saying that it has been perfect, because it has not. But I have been able, like, to make a way. I should say God has made a way. So I have been able to be okay. I have been able to be okay. And I had to really lean on my faith and the belief and understanding that there's no way that I should be mentally this miserable for years and at minimum not try, you know, take a leap of faith, like, at least try. Because there, I mean, sometimes I feel like when it comes to mental health, excuse me, like, sometimes I feel like it can't get much worse than this. For me, I'm talking about my experience, okay? Like, that was what helped me to make that next decision. I'm not saying this is for you. I'm talking about me specifically. Be clear. Let me be clear on that, okay? But there were times I'm like, me quitting and walking away and letting go of this income, like, but where I am right now with just mentally, like, it can't be much worse than this, like, me quitting and whatever happens after that. In other words, like, it can't be much worse than where I am right now in this moment and how I feel. And so I took that leap of faith. So all that to say, girl, if you feel that you need to do what you need to do to protect your peace, if you feel like you need to do what you need to do to just get to a place of more calm and ease. If you feel like you need to do what you need to do, and by that I mean put up boundaries, quit your job, end a relationship, whatever the case may be, then it's okay. You're not a quitter. You're not a loser. You're not a terrible person. You're not a bum, right? You have to remember that when you do these things, when you step out, when you say, no, I'm not doing this, when you start to grow and honor your boundaries, when you start to grow and honor your self-worth the way that you deserve, that is like a pivotal moment in your life. and people are not necessarily going to be on board. And when you do those things and people start to lash out or you have issues on the job, you know what I'm saying? Just know that that's what it is. I feel like people start to understand that they can no longer use you in a certain way. And they're not okay with that. Now, if it's your job, like if you agreed to do something and down the line, however long it takes, you understand that these things are not something that you feel comfortable with for whatever reason, not saying that they're illegal or something, but for whatever reason, it just no longer is in alignment with your peace. Understand that your job, of course, has the right to end employment if you can no longer do those things. So, you know, I understand that. But all I can tell you is that no matter what you decide, and if you do decide that you have had enough and you just need to pivot and start doing things that really take care of you, just hear me when I say that no matter what they say, the naysayers, the people that were when you were doing so well, you know, and really doing such amazing things and, you know, bringing all this money into your job or making your partner super happy because you were doing everything they said or whatever the case may be. Of course, they were your cheerleader at that time. But when the tables change or when the, what is it, the tables flip or the situation reverses or whatever, and you start just kind of, like I said, reclaiming your power, thinking about the things you want, you know, rediscovering who you are, the things you want to do, the things you want to experience, then they, you know, of course, have the right, rightfully so, to no longer be your cheerleader. But what I want you to understand is that doesn't mean anything about your character. That doesn't mean anything about what you are and who you are. So they may call you out of your name, is what I'm saying. That's the point. You might get called out of your name or you might get fired from your job. But that doesn't mean anything about who you are as a person, all right? So, that's all I really wanted to talk about because, and actually one more thing, I guess I'll just throw it in there. I had the opportunity to watch Naomi's documentary. It was like a 3-part documentary on, I think it was either on Hulu or Netflix. I'm not 100% positive because I watched it maybe like a week or two ago. And if you haven't watched that, like just watching her kind of like, first of all, this girl's a beast as far as like her ethic, her training ethic, her work ethic. Like she's just like, she's amazing. She's amazing. But there was one part of it where she says something like how, you know, she doesn't even feel it. She just feels like a robot. She just goes through the motions like a machine. It's like she just feels like she's just a robot. And just the way that, and I don't know if this was just for the documentary, like they just happened to catch her during a time where she was just, you know what I mean, in a certain space mentally. And obviously I'm just outside looking in, but she just didn't look. I didn't see any life behind her eyes. I didn't see any joy in her spirit. I didn't see any happiness. And again, that could be because she was just in training mode. I get that. But it just made me so sad for her. It just made me so sad for her and just got me to thinking about how these machines, like, they just eat us up. They eat us up. These athletes, these entertainers, these celebrities, like, when you're, you know, making them that money, when you're doing like the things you're contractually obligated to do and you're riding that high, then you are just like the media darling, like I said before. But never forget that all those things can change at any time. All those things can be taken away from any of us at any time. But what can't be taken away is, if we don't allow it, is our joy. What can't be taken away if we don't allow it is our faith. What can't be taken away if we don't allow it is our peace. What can't be taken away if we don't allow it is our authentic happiness. Like, these things can't be bought with money. You can never go out and buy joy with money. You can never go out and buy faith with money. You can never go out and buy happiness with money. Obviously, there's things that, like if someone bought me a house, if you want to buy me a house for my birthday, that's August 30th, by the way. I would definitely be happy. Listen, but I'm saying that, but it's not like it's a, how can I explain it? It's not like it's a true lasting happiness, right? That inner happiness. Nothing can buy that. Nothing can buy that. And nothing can take it away if we don't allow it. So, yeah, make sure you check out that documentary. And I believe Simone has one as well. I haven't had a chance to watch that, but I am going to this week make some time to do that. I've watched the one with Serena. That was excellent. And I'm thinking about Meghan Markle too, how she just like obviously said enough is enough. Like, I don't want to play this game anymore because it's killing me. Basically, that's exactly what she said. Like, I mean, those weren't her exact words, obviously, but she was like, enough's enough. This is killing me. This is killing me. And like I said at the beginning, at the top of the podcast, I'm just so thankful that women are, especially Black women, are being so courageous because they are in the spotlight and they do get a ton of backlash. But they're really just stepping forward and saying, I am honoring myself. I am honoring my worth above any and everything else. And it is what it is. And I make no apology for it. I love it. I love to see it. And I'm so thankful that they're doing that. Not only for them, but for us too. Because like I said before, the more it goes mainstream that Black women have the right to do these kinds of things, the more it goes mainstream that Black women deserve to be treated as humans and not machines, and not to be seen as just for the things, their labor and their work, you know what I mean? And how much money they can make for whomever. Like, once that just kind of goes mainstream, it will help us in our community, you know, to also do similar things. So, yeah. All right. So that is it for this week's episode. I encourage you to, you can always write me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com and let me know your thoughts on this episode. Also, please leave a rating and review, leave a comment. I love those. I would love to read your comment on the air. Nice ones, by the way. and that's it for this episode. And by the way, speaking of mental health, speaking of reclaiming your power, speaking of honoring your worth, speaking of just taking care of you, don't forget that we do have the 2-day virtual retreat coming up on August 29th and August 30th. Y'all, real talk, because I have sponsors for the event, right? And so I was able to have some tickets to be made for free, like free tickets. I kid you not, I made 125 tickets available. Those tickets were claimed within 24 hours. So I'm hoping that I can get some more sponsorships that can help me to provide more free tickets. So if that happens down the line, I will be sure to make some more available. But in the meantime, if you know you want to be in the space, you know you want to take some time to pour into your self-care, you know that you just need a break and you just want to be able to be in a space where we're just learning and hearing from dynamic speakers and just learning other ways to rest and take care of ourselves, then you are going to want to go to browngirlselfcare.com and hit that shop button and get your ticket for the retreat. All right? So with that said, now I'm officially done. And that's it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Have a blessed week. And I cannot wait to connect with you again in the next episode next Monday. Take care.